ら帰るんだ。部屋行ったら待ってて、待ってて、俺は見てたんだ。
Okay, you're drinking 1 to 5 ounces,
huh?
Yeah,
buddy.
How about this thing?
Good deal.
Post-insertion configuration. Glycol reservoir bypass valve open.
Okay, we're ready for that. Bypass is open.
Reservoir out valve closed.
Out closed.
In valve closed.
In closed.
GPS radiator flow control primary.
Hey, bud.
How would you like the camera?
Okay.
Primary glycol, the radiator valve.
When did I leave the dark side?
Are we ready for that, you think?
What's the time?
20 minutes.
We'll go to normal. And check the radiator.
It'll take a while, I think. Okay, now is that normal for the discharge pressure to zap down low when you do that? What do you think?
Mike,
what's that?
I'm sorry, I'm one listening.
When he sends the glycol radiator to normal, temporarily, you should
drop.
Yeah.
The temperature done that?
No, the pressure.
Yeah, pressure, you might get a little drop in it. I don't really know, but it came back, back up.
Yeah, it came back up.
All right, Buzz, here's one Hasselblad for you.
Coming around from the right hand.
Yeah, seems okay.
Buzz?
Yeah, just a second.
Okay.
I'll just let go of it, Buzz. It'll be hanging over here now, down the air. Coming up, it's occupying my couch.
Okay. I'm gonna leave the dark slide with it.
Well, I thought about chip scanning the dark slide or something, but I thought we might need it later for a magazine change, so I left it with it.
Outlet's just a couple degrees still above the
Neil, Buzz, did you ever get that camera?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess it's 5 minutes after you do this before it looks like it. It's coming down, but it's about 74, I think.
Looks like
that's what that equal to the inlet pressure. Yeah,
they're just about the same now.
Not getting much out of the radiator.
Okay, Buzz, you ready for 16 on here?
Yeah, how about a bracket?
That Neil gives you the bracket.
Okay, Buzz, I'm going to have to do something about your couch. Do you mind sliding over to mine?
No, that's fine.
Did you work on those stuff?
Yeah, I will.
Sure will.
The one that struts off into me?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
temperature's coming down a little bit now.
Yeah.
I think I'm seeing it, all right? Not there, but I'm close. getting far from being dark again.
You know, bet land on this?
Yeah. What was our Z target angle? It was 0.22, wasn't it?
That's right. Plus.
This was a big one. Okay, well, I'm standing by to do this.
We put that A and B down.
A and E line. Handhold. Anybody wants a little claptrap out of R1? No, it's going to be
a little circular job.
All right, I'll look for it. Let me get the optic handhold. I guess I really didn't mean what I said right when I said it. In a little while, I'll look at the computer. Oh, I knew there was something I needed to grab some food.
Say you had about 3 points something volts up there?
Yeah.
3.4. Range,
3.4? 3.45, something like
that. Yeah, that's the minimum. 3.4,
4.1.
And you can whip it over to 4A.
Okay, 4A is 3.8.
Okay. No, 4A.
4A, yeah. I am, it's 3.8.
All over this is Houston, 192 LOS Savannah Reef, AOS Carnarvon, and it's 52150.
Hello, Roger. 5215.
Want some of these lights down further, Mike?
Yeah, and don't worry about the time being. I'm potting around with handholds right now, Neil.
That battery compartment's pressure, Mike, and it ought to be less than 1.5. However, it says NA until first vent.
Okay.
If greater than 1.5, that vent is vent.
Well, we haven't entered the vent yet, so
that's our draft.
Yeah.
Anybody really want that refresh O2 to be greater than 865?
What do you got?
No, not quite that much.
That's a crazy case. Three. Okay, can I have a disc you down?
Yeah. You got it.
Now let me just put
my good for 32.
Roger.
Just 33.
That's 15. Well, here's your acid test.
Okay, what do you say?
52.
Mm-hmm.
52. I tell you, I can't see
you.
I'm ready to
talk to that guy.
Let me get some stuff out of here.
Let me know if you want me to come down.
It's men's camp.
We're boiling the pad. Mm-hmm. It's maintaining about 39 degrees, Mike.
Yeah, I noticed that before. It was maintaining less than that. It was abnormally low. I almost asked him about it during boost, and I decided to heck with it. Damn, is it hard to see through? Okay, Kurosi for men's camp. There she goes, men's camp.
Men's camp. God, what a stuff.
You know, men's camp, men's
right.
Camp's good.
Nobody in the right mind will sit down.
Men's camp's a good spot.
Hey, I sure wish you'd get out that shark tank.
Can't see a thing, huh?
No.
It's in the,
look in the
it's in the section. Yeah, well, I can't see it in the delta. It's in the section like a champ.
Okay.
So I believe it's definitely a mark on it.
Captain, we're a little on the chilly side, Captain.
Would you like it? Comfortable to me.
Would you like it a little warmer? Anybody?
Yeah. I don't think so. I think it's a little on
the manual one. So.
It sure doesn't look. Sure doesn't feel like it.
Maybe a little.
Maybe a little warm.
Yeah. Well, my feet are a little chilly. See, it's 47.
Okay, 37 is.
Well, that's in the feet.
Nunky.
Yeah. This got 47.
Okay. Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Did
yeah,
you write down that we marked on 30 and on 37?
Well, we're gonna mark on 37. Yes, Nunky.
30 and 37.
Yes, sir.
I can see so far. Well, maybe that's
okay, and again looking through the telescope, I'm absolutely unable to tell it's Nunky, but I have it in the section here. So let's mark on it. You guys would appreciate seeing this as old GNN, man.
01.
0.01. I forget. I think that's break even with Glenn.
A cup of coffee on me later when you get a little time.
Did I bet you?
I bet you on $5. I bet Glenn. You want to record that, start?
Got it. Got it. Go ahead.
See, what's screwing me up is we're going hard rate on this damn booster, and the rate is very evident.
Okay, Z torque is plus 0.152 instead of 122. I suppose that's close enough. Now then, you got those numbers written down, Buzz?
Copy.
Okay, now if I remember right, I think it's just supposed to torque without further ado. We give them the time at which we torque. So as soon as you got them written down, let me know and I'll proceed. And you can
I got them.
Time. Okay, here we go. Proceed. Torque.
48.15.
Got that. Okay, now I'm going to verify with a third star, and let's see what that star is going to be. Star number 34
Atria.
Is Atria. You might note that, bud. Also, I think it's
34.
Yeah, I think that's the third star. It's a little space somewhere in that checklist. Proceed for Atria. If IMU is realigned, realign the PDC.
Okay. For 0.1 degrees, probably PDC go up a lot more than that. Okay, and Atria is there in the section. So.
You know, it's not right in the middle of the section. Of course, I guess. I don't know what to. Have you ever heard any rules on what constitutes a good third star check?
All you're really doing is you've got the right stars. You
know? Well, it's there, but it's not dead smack in the middle of the section. It's off, I would guess, 0.02 or something crazy like that. All right, having done that, verb 37, enter. Houghton Street, enter. And I'm going up to 0. Manual, and
cranking up the floodlights down here. God, I tell you, the visibility through that telescope is a big disappointment. It's just worse. Okay, Buzz got all that good stuff.
CDC's realigned.
Okay. Vertical brightness dim. I don't know why that's that. Go off the eyepieces. Okay, that's going to work.
Pretty good. We're right around them out there right now.
Well, I've been looking out. My eyes aren't very well adapted.
And you got your light on.
Yeah, look at those brightness down here.
Lightning. Is that lightning out there?
No, I haven't seen any lightning.
Well, that must be like, either that or it's the app, maybe. Actually, you know, no matter how many times I put these optics out.
I just saw something. Maybe it is the app.
They said the Borman company said you could see it. They couldn't hear it, but they could see it, I think.
Yeah.
All right, how many times I put these optics eyepieces in their box, it doesn't seem right. .01, god damn it. Now that's enough to piss the body off.
Yeah, I'll let Earth rate that
time. It's been noise.
Yeah, we're about to get 10 seconds till acquisition.
So. Okay, my optics eyepieces are those.
You want me to take your checklist, Mike, and kind of skim through it?
It says here, coming up on Carnarvon LOS. Okay, I'm ready to turn the TV on. Play with it.
Doesn't have to come out. But
that's
anyway.
Something about the tree.
filtering
filter. You could go for the waste stream.
No, I put in your street parking lot.
Yeah. Mike, how about this time? Repress. Let's see. So it's supposed to be 865.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. And it's just, you know, kind of barely in between. It's not 865, but it's...
Focus, so I'll put it in infinity. And the F-stop is vehicle to vehicle. Inside the cabin. Okay, let's see how it's going. Okay, this one's all ready to go. Point that at Neil or point it at somebody who's in the light. Yeah, we got it. Can't see it, but it should be different. Want to see the monitor?
You got a picture of it, right?
Yeah, want to see the monitor? Yeah. Is this all ready to go? I'm going to put it back over here, huh? Where's over there? In the grist shell? No, it seems to me that if Bugs wants his camera in the grist shell, that what I ought to do is probably take that.
Yeah.
Okay. It seems to stick pretty well if you stood it up on the lens kind of pointing out. There are two pieces of outdoor there.
Okay.
There are two pieces on the back of the magazine.
Okay.
Like so, huh?
Well, yeah, over a little up with the side.
Okay.
Where the
wrist gestures.
Where, yeah, where you can use one.
Now, I wonder if I'd be better off.
Oh, do it.
Rolling around so I can start looking outside, upside down after the fact.
I don't know, I think you almost be better just by looking at the monitor, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but this way I think I'll know how to
know which way to move it.
Are you going the right way for a closing? It looks like you're going to roll over the other way.
You better than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look comfy. How's that window? When you get around there, Buzz, I'll give you the briefing. All right, I'll put yours on the left, okay?
It doesn't matter, they're all
through it for them so anyone's like to know them.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'll put you on the hunt.
Okay.
One up right here.
This 16mm camera, Buzz, with the 18mm lens, you should have shoved all the way up toward the window. I think you did, didn't you? On that bracket?
Yeah.
Okay, that was correct. You were asking about that.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're on 6 frames per second. And it's color. You got 15 minutes worth, 6 frames per second. F8. Infinity 1/250th. Okay.
The only question is, how much do we want to indicate on here? Outside of it, what we
got. On the magazine? Zero G feel? Your head feel funny, anybody, or anything like that?
No, really? Just feel like we're going around upside down.
I have we are.
I don't even feel that.
I feel a horizon come out.
Oh, yeah. Buzz, are you ready
You're
for this?
You're kind of 90 degrees the wrong way, I thought.
Are you ready for this briefing, Buzz?
Yeah, let me get this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stand by for sunrise.
Hey, we got that rookie with us. We haven't seen too many of those. Okay. Pretty thing.
One other possibility.
Well, we aren't going to see many of them on this flight, so you might as well enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Okay, go ahead and talk.
Okay. I'd like to show this to you while I'm talking here. Pretty much like a camera. It has the F-stop control is right here. And you set on F22, which of course lets in the smallest amount of light. And that's a safety precaution. Now later you'll probably find that you want to go away from F22.
Okay.
On the zoom control, can you see it? The zoom is the middle one, and you're 12.5 millimeters on the middle one. See, 12.5 millimeters?
Yeah,
that's the zoom. The focus is on infinity. You have to leave that on infinity, no doubt about that. Now, the zoom, they may want you to zoom in on the horizon a little bit, or the land, or whatever. I'd start out with a wide angle, which is 12.5, and I'd start out with this on F22, just for protection against getting too much light in. Now, in all likelihood, you'll have to change that a little bit. Yeah, that looks good.
Oh, God, that can miss.
Jesus Christ, look at that horizon.
Isn't that something?
God damn it. That is unreal. I forgot. You should have pictured that.
Sure, I will.
Now I've lost the half of that.
Just my amp.
That place I took was
too good at.
Anybody seen a half of that floating by?
Didn't go very far. 600 in like that.
Now, what do we have? Is that all we, so you had to switch on inside. Oh, yeah. Okay, put that there. I've got enough. I didn't say anything. I didn't check it. This automatic light control feature. Now, that pisses me off. That's the flag one. Find that mother before TLI. It's a heavy one. Everybody look for floating Hasselblad. I see a pen floating right down here, too. Is anybody missing a ballpoint pen?
I have mine.
Got mine. Is it ballpoint or is it a...
I could have knocked my back up again.
Here's the ballpoint. This guy. I mean, self, yeah.
Well, I am much embarrassed to say we have lost the hassle, but I seem to be prone to that.
And we're about 7 minutes away, so you've got about 7 minutes of practice time.
I've looked everywhere over here for that Hasselblad, and I just don't see it. Go to the ass bulkhead here, and
it's too late for sunrise anyway, Michael.
I know, but I'm worried.
We do want to get it before CLI, right?
I know, that's what I'm worried about.
Neil, could you look around over there?
Yeah, I'll look.
I don't really want to go through any wild contortions looking for it. Do we have to throw some other switches?
No, the switches are all through.
Nowhere here, huh? Get under you.
Glad you don't see the Hasselblad when you're down below.
What you have to do with this is not hold it against the window because it's going to pick up the...
How's the monitor? Working okay for you?
Okay. Anything I can do to help? Like hold one hand over there and hold something.
That sounds probably really bright.
Looks like trees in a forest or something. Looks like snow and trees. Fantastic. I have no conception of where we're pointed or which way we thought or a crap and thing. There's a beautiful low pressure cell out here. Beautiful low pressure.
Can't have to worry about that.
128 is AOS. Buzz, how's it going? The monitor giving you good service?
Well, yeah, it's clicking an awful lot.
Oh, that's right, but I mean, it looks to me like you're home free. Now, just remember, now you're going to have to get that S-stop probably off 22, maybe not. Focus stays on infinity, and the zoom beats me. You can take your choice. You can zoom with that thing all the way in if you take it fairly slowly. The sun is bright, isn't it?
Yeah, it does do that.
And then, that's a pretty nice camera, isn't it?
I think probably you want sort of a wide angle.
I think so.
Unless you see something particular.
Well, if I take normal for the window, it's going to be what?
Get a little
more view, you have to move down away from you. Doing checklist wise, let's make sure we don't screw up and forget.
Working on the attitude reference check right now.
Do we need to do anything else to configure this for the receiver?
As far as I know, it's all up to them.
Yeah, the next big thing we got to do is, after the attitude reference check, is extend the docking probe. No big thing.
Yeah.
Copy down a bunch of pads, and then you got your RCF hotfire in there. Okay, Jesus, that booster, when that thing...
11, this is Houston, through Glamis, over.
Roger, Houston, reading you loud and clear.
Good reading of the same, coming up on ILS, go from.
Roger. Should be right now, Buzz.
Cecil B to Aldrin is standing by for your instructions. Correct on the F-22, I'm sure. Jesus, that's actually part of the coast now, I'm sure.